Hey, it's Megan Henderson
and Cassidy Hender,
and we are your hosts for the podcast
Milk and Honey with Your Tea. On today's episode, we're talking about social media. We're talking about the positives and negatives it brings to our life, our favorite people we follow on Instagram, maybe some people that we unfollowed, and our favorite platform to use.
I actually went on like a huge binge of my social media friends, like my Instagram friends list yesterday, and I got rid of like all, not niche, don't worry, but all like store accounts that I follow.
Why?
Because we talked about how we want to be more frugal with our money. My roommate just moved out. I need to be more frugal with my money. So I was like, I want to like get rid of all temptation.
Interesting.
So I got rid of all the stores that I follow.
I never thought of ever doing that.
Yeah.
That's well, smart.
I did. And then so I got rid of just like people that I don't, this sounds bad, that I don't care
to, like, about their life.
Yeah,
like,
to see, cares? Not even like people that I know, just like random influencers that really I don't look forward to looking at to their posts.
Totally.
Or I got rid of people that I haven't talked to in a very long time, and they probably don't care about my life as much as I don't care about theirs. So I got rid of almost like 200 people.
Whoa. Yep. That's a lot. The business one is really smart, because I wrote on like our little list about like our social media is that like I'm a person who purchases, not purchases necessarily, but like goes into a store because they posted something really cool or like, and obviously that's like the whole purpose behind it. Like you caught my eye, you got my attention, whatever. But that makes such a good point, because I follow so many businesses just to see like their strategies, just to see what they're bringing in, like, you know, so that's and it's a huge portion too.
It's hard to really cut everything though, because I still do follow some influencers who I love, and they obviously still post about things that they purchase and they love, and so I'm always tempted that way. But I just thought I'd cut out a few extras that I didn't
smart I should need. Probably do that. I don't even know like who I follow like now, like, because I feel like I also go to the search page a lot.
Do you think you're on Nisha's social, like Instagram, more, or do you think you're on your own?
I'm really trying to do this thing where I'm working my set work hours, because I need to have a really good life work-life balance, and I also have so many goals, so I'm going to try to work on my other goals like this in the off time that I'm not at Niche. So the moment I'm leaving Niche, and I don't know if you've noticed this, I haven't been responding to DMs.
I haven't noticed it, but that's one thing that I was thinking about. I'm like, I know that before you were so diligent to responding to Niche DMs like at all hours of the night.
And I just can't do it anymore. And I feel like it's, yes, I love like our business, and yes, it makes like a dollar for sure, but also people totally get it. Like if you don't respond, they like they can wait till the morning. Like it's not an emergency. I always think about this, even like famous people and stuff too, is like how, this is why Jillian Harris has turned off her DMs, because like even people, like this morning, you guys, this is an example. I love Insta stories, and I just love like a little sneak into someone's life. And I posted like my coffee this morning, and someone was so fucking rude.
Why? What did they say?
So like I put creamer in my coffee, which like I can do what the fuck I want. Just saying, I like black coffee too. And they're like, is there even any more, is there even any coffee in that cup, or is it just creamer? And I was so fast to snap back. And I was like, guess what? It's my coffee, so I can do it how I want it. Thanks.
Oh my God.
And she was like, oh, it was totally a joke. And I'm like, don't waste your time. Like, not worth your time.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine like the DMs that like huge businesses or huge celebrities get, like how disrespectful people are.
People feel very entitled to giving their opinion.
Which like whenever. People don't give a fuck. Like I love Chrissy Teigen's like responses to everything, because like she doesn't give a fuck.
She's the best. Yeah.
And like also we don't need to be like could you think of like us sitting on our couch watching Friends and being like, why are you wearing that? Why is your coffee so white? Like,
that's true.
Do we care? No. Like I find that so weird.
It's, I don't know. I guess we don't understand it because we're not those types of people.
I know, but, like, I wonder if we, like, associate ourselves with those type of people who are, like, behind the scenes, those, like, those slide in your DMs, like, assholes.
I think that they would slide into our DMs and be just as big of assholes. If we, I don't know. That's just what I would like to think.
Is, that's a great way of thinking.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's, like, those asshats behind the scenes who are, like, jealous or, like, yeah, whatever. I don't know. I was, like, so quick to snap at her. And then I thought to myself, I like tea. I like black coffee. I like coffee full of creamer. I'm like, who cares?
What? You know what? That just sounds so ridiculous that you have to justify yourself and your drink over social media.
I know. But I couldn't imagine. Like, I couldn't even imagine. But that's, like, back to DMs. I feel like that's the thing, though. It's, like, sometimes I'm, like, I feel bad because, yes, I post something, but then they want to know, like, how I made it or something. And mm-hmm. I just, like, don't have the energy to respond.
Yeah.
And that's so bad. But
has there been a positive experience of people responding to your DMs before, though?
Oh, you're, yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I think it's just, like, just so many times where people are like, oh, my God, I made this and it was so delicious. Or, like,
you know what else? I don't know if this was through your social media, but I remember when you got tickets to that women's...
Oh, it was.
Was it through someone offered you their tickets? And that was, like, super exciting and very nice.
Yeah, I never knew her. And she shopped at Niche, like, a couple times or whatever, but I never knew her, like, personally. And I posted that I was really trying to get the, like, the Jillian Harris, like, women's gala tickets. Yeah. And they were expensive, like $375 a ticket or something crazy. And she gave me her ticket because she couldn't go. And that was, like, so heartwarming. And, like, she wouldn't take anything for them or...
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know. It's such a nice... It's a nice world, but I couldn't imagine being, like, someone big in that world.
You might be one day. Niche. Niche might be.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's so many goals, but social media definitely ties into it. Like, I feel like when I have a goal... I have, like, another goal, and I was telling this to Andrew last night, and he's like, okay, let me guess which one it is, and he's, like, listing all my goals, and I was like, nope, it's none of those. So, but the first thing you do is, like, make an Instagram account.
That's true. That's, like, the first thing we did for this and the lashes.
You secure your Instagram account, and, like, social media is, like, the biggest thing, and I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like Facebook is, like, old, like.
Well, I think it's just different generations, right? Like, our generation, the millennials, are more on Instagram, and then I think that people like our parents' age are more Facebook users,
post way too much on Facebook perhaps. You know,
so you kind of gotta pick and choose. Like, I get why you get all social medias when you own a business, because
it trickles.
You hit all the demographics that way. Although, really, who's on Twitter? I don't know.
Yeah, politics. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, we definitely did not start a Twitter account.
No.
I saw this meme the other day that said, if you were to lose Instagram, would your world still exist? Like, and that's crazy that, like, how much we spend on Instagram to be, like, it was, like, this sign outside a coffee shop. And it was, like, if Instagram was shut down tomorrow, would your world still exist? And, like, obviously, my job isn't social media. But, like, people who are, like, influencers, I mean, who are, like, on social media and work so hard to get millions of followers. And if he just decided one day, I'm good. I've made billions off Instagram. Done.
That's a good point. That's kind of scary to think of, that your career could be over like that.
I was thinking that. Like, and all the time you take, like, taking photos and things like
that's
that.
That's true.
I don't know. I feel like I definitely, and we have people in our life recently who have, like, cut back social media and how, like, it was a negative influence or it was too much time. I think perhaps this is why there's, like, I don't know, maybe two or three accounts that I truly love following. So Jillian Harris is a great, like, just like an everyday person.
Yeah.
And then there's a girl who owns Cupcakes and Cashmere Clothing. Her name's, like, Emily. She's, like, SCH, last name, Schumer or something. Maybe we'll post it in our notes section. But her Instagram is so great. Like, it has some beauty. It has some jewelry. It has some life. It has sushi places. Like, it's really, really good. She has tons of followers. I also love Hillary Duff's Instagram.
You love Hillary Duff, though, which, like, she is such a sweetheart. I feel like everyone has to love Hillary Duff.
Who can't?
I think my favorite Instagram accounts also would be Jillian Harris. Mm-hmm. I love her so much.
I just like when she comes on with, like, looking like shit or something and, like, super relatable.
Also, she lives in Kelowna, and I love Kelowna so much, and she just has my dream life. Mm-hmm. But also, Desi Perkins and Katie, I was just talking to you about this. I love them so much. They, like...
You know what I think every time?
What?
I watch their stories.
What?
Is how our fucking dogs don't get along.
It's true. Because they can have giant dog parties. Yeah. I know. It's amazing. And,
like, I was, like,
sent to... That's why I love them so much, though. Yeah. It's because they have their dogs and makeup. Yeah. And that's everything. That's me.
Yeah. And literally, I was leaving, and I said to my Dalmatian, would you like to come with me to Megan's house? How would that go? Because he's not aggressive, but, like, he would be able to take it if Dexter went at him. Oh, no. But, like, we can't... That's our problem.
We do. We need to... Not that I ever want to trade or give away my dogs. But eventually, maybe one day we'll have dogs that can all co-mingle and get along.
Maybe they'd have to be, like, from puppies, probably. Both of our... Well, so, both of our dogs, like, don't really get along with other dogs.
No. No.
Which is shitty. They just keep
to themselves.
Do they? Rosie doesn't really. She, like, goes at other ones.
No, she did not go at other ones. This is probably a story for another day.
Yes, it is. I'm very ashamed.
But it's not your fault at all.
My dogs have an Instagram page. So does Dexter. Yes, they do.
What's your dog's Instagram page?
Rock and Rose.
Yeah, and Dexter has an Instagram page, but it's not run by me.
Yeah.
It's run by my little sister, and it's called Dexter the Pug Chester.
So cute. I feel like I'm going to try to, speaking of social media, try to increase the dog following on their social media, because who doesn't like
posted today?
Yeah, finally. Who doesn't like looking at dog photos?
Yeah,
me.
So is that what excites you about social media? The dog accounts.
Dog accounts. I feel like I had a huge hesitation because I would say that, like, I love Insta stories. So Insta stories excite me, but I feel like if you're not posting on your feed and doing Insta stories, there's a lack there of, like, people finding you or whatever.
Lose a little relevance.
Yeah. But there's a lot of negative in my, in, like, my brain. What social media does
for really? Me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just recently, I feel like. And I feel like also perhaps maybe my husband bringing it to my attention that I'm on my phone too much and that I share a lot. And it's cute, though, like, when I can look back and, like, memories and things like that. But
you go through phases, though.
Mm-hmm.
You go very up and down, because one day you'll be like, I'm going to stop posting as much. I'm tired of people, like, telling me what to do and all this stuff, even though I'm just sharing what I want. Yes. And then you, like, go on maybe, like, a week hiatus.
I know.
And then you'll come back and be like, I'm back. I couldn't do it.
I know. I know. I don't know where I stand. Where do you stand?
If I like social media, I think for the most part, I really enjoy social media. I'm not on it as much as you are, although I do,
but like, I'm on it a lot.
I scroll a lot.
Do you think you're on it as much as me, but you scroll more and I post more? Or do you think I'm just like on it more? No, I think that
you're
on it
more because you have to for your business.
Yeah.
I'm on it a lot for sure. But
oh my god, you know what we should do?
What?
We should tell everyone how long, you know, it can pull up how long you're on social media.
Absolutely. I look at that every single week and I, like, judge myself. I'm like, oh, I need to cut down an hour.
One sec. Let's figure this out. Megs, what's your social media at? How do I find that out? Mine just comes up.
I think it's just on your
screen time.
What? How did you get to that?
We're going to see.
This is some riveting content. Hey, everyone.
You guys, this is important.
Where is...
Daily average. Shit. 5 hours and 9 minutes daily. It's right there.
Oh, screen time. My daily average is 3 hours and 16 minutes.
So proven, I'm on it more.
Yeah. I remember one time I got my daily time down to half an hour, and I was so proud of myself.
Oh my God, that's really good.
I think I was just really busy at work that week. But
I don't know.
Definitely.
I feel like I'm being a little bit more intentional with social media. I did ask Megan if she's a person who swipes up when people have links. Because I'm not, like, I wouldn't say that I necessarily shop from them. But I was telling Megan that, like, I look at to see, like, how outrageous people's budgets are. Like, if they're, like, daughter's prom dress is, like, $12,000. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's very true. I am not that nosy. I do love swipe ups. I like to see
like what it is. Yeah.
And everything. But one thing that I don't like is, you know, that one app that you can, that some influencers can be on, they click it and it's like to know.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can click it and then they link everything that they have there. I don't like that because I don't take the time to download that app, and then I don't know where it's from, and you're just losing my business, and I just get bored looking at you. Like, just tell me, write in your caption.
Yeah.
What you're wearing.
Totally. Totally. I feel like I've gotten used to the Like to Know It app because, like, people aren't turning back.
Do you have it?
Like, yeah, I have it because I, like, click someone's photo and it takes me to it. But, like, I think there's, like, a couple. Do you guys know who, like, Emily Gemma is? She's so beautiful. She's a mom of two. She's, like, always hustling, but she has the cutest outfits. And she's probably, like, one of the only ones that I actually, like, click, and then it takes me there.
Oh.
But she's also very good at, like, detailing dupes and, like, the real ones.
Yes. That's nice, because then it can, like, that is the one thing I do like about it. It goes from, like, lower budgets to, like, high-end budgets.
I don't like it, though. I wish it didn't exist.
Yeah. Just tell me where you get it.
Yeah, that's all, but I guess that's how they make money.
True.
If you could do one thing on social media, what would it be?
Like, you mean business-wise?
Anything. Or like anything if whatever wise. Comes to mind. Like, if it's like, I wish I could sing, or I wish I could, like, run a store, or, like, what would it be?
I think that ties in with my goal of, like, being in the beauty and fashion industry. So actually just today my mom mentioned a lady in the States that she knows, that she works with, who also is affiliated, I guess, works with this company, who they send her clothes to try on, talk about them, and then give her opinion on them, but then she has to get to keep them. She has to send them back, unless, of course, she wants to, but then she has to pay for some of it. But you just send it back after you've, like, tried it on and done, like, your review of it. And you have to post online, and you can be, like, full-time or part-time. So, like, full-time, you'd have to do multiple times a week. You have to post. Part-time, it's literally, like, one day a week you have to post.
That's,
like,
pretty cool.
Three stories or something on their Instagram. And you get, like, I don't think it's a huge amount of money, but they give you some amount of money. That's cool. And yeah. So I was like, I wonder if there's anything in Canada
like that.
Like that. Or if they would ship to Canada. So I don't know. I'm going to look more into it tonight.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah.
I feel like one of my, like, things that I wish I had, which wasn't so expensive, is, like, nice photos. Like, I can always muster up my dogs, or me and you, or me and Andrew, or whatever. But there's never someone to, like, take that photo.
Mm.
And a photographer is so expensive. But, like, some of my friends know that every single time I, like, look half decent and we go somewhere cute, I'm like, okay, time to take a photo. Like, it's just, like, the job, you know?
Although the new Apple phones that we have now, they take just as good as photos. I know, but
who the hell's taking that photo?
A stranger.
I know.
You have to.
But, like, ask. Are they going to let me pose and, like,
take fake the photo laugh? A million times?
Yeah. No.
You just have to be confident enough to.
You have to be so prepared and so, like, in your space that it's one shot and done.
So, is your favorite social media Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you? What? Are you going to, like, blow my mind here?
No, I don't think so. I love Instagram so much, but I still love Snapchat, which you do not go on Snapchat at all anymore. But you know what's kind of creepy with Snapchat? It's the map.
But you can turn it off, no?
You can, yeah. But it's so weird. Like, I don't know. I'm totally hypocrite because I say it's weird, but then I'm also still on the map. People can know where I am if they really want.
That's really creepy. I just think anyone who posts on Snapchat, like Jeffree Star, Kylie Jenner, whatever, still posts all that same shit on Insta stories. So, like, they're literally, Jaclyn Hill, they're saving their Snapchats and posting it on Insta stories.
Yes.
So, that makes no sense.
Because you're hitting all your demographics.
I know, but don't you think, like, Instagram, because they, Instagram and Facebook own each other, or, like, the same person owns both. Mm-hmm. Don't you think maybe they should buy Snapchat and then it filters? Because that's what I love so much, that Instagram, the stories from Instagram go right to Facebook automatically. Oh. So if they went from Facebook to Snapchat, you wouldn't have to save your stupid stories. And, like, I hate this. This is, like, a pet peeve. It's stupid. But when people are like, did you see my snap? Did you... It's not a fucking snap. It's an Insta story.
But sometimes they are snaps. Also, you can be... Oh, Cassidy just spilled water all over herself.
Yeah. I put my Starbucks cup in the dishwasher again, so it melted. So, you know, living.
You can choose to be two different people on two different social networks. So Instagram, I find that I'm more professional. I'm more...
Yes.
I filter myself better. Mm-hmm. Snapchat, I am, like, the most ratchet. Like, all over the place, girl.
I wish you put that on... Insta.
I don't want to. I don't want, because I have more family on Instagram. I have more work people on Instagram. Snapchat, you can choose people way easier because they have to accept you. You have to accept them, right?
Uh-huh.
Instagram, my Instagram isn't private, but my Snapchat, of course, like, you always have to request it. So I'm way more particular of who my friends are on Snapchat. So I'm
Do you think you spend more time on Snapchat than you do Instagram?
Not recently, but I go through phases.
You guys, please, like, let us know if, like, your team Cassidy, where Snapchat is for a 16-year-old, thought, or if your team Megan, where you think Snapchat is, like, the best way to communicate.
But I'm my 16-year-old thought self on Snapchat. On Instagram, I turn back to my 25-year-old grandma.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So maybe I should download Snapchat again just to see Megan's thoughty self. If you want to
see my different personalities, interesting. You have to go to my different social medias.
You have different personalities on each social media?
Yeah. Facebook, I am nothing. I'm boring.
Yeah, we look back on, like, photos from 2009.
I repost a lot of memes on Facebook. Mm. Yeah. A lot of dog memes.
Me too. And rescue shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's true. I never once considered this. You know, my biggest fear in life is doing, like, stories or something. Because I love Insta stories. We've made that clear. But if I act different on stories versus, like, in real life, like, that's my fear. Is, like, when I'm talking about something that's serious, mm-hmm. yes, my voice can, like, be more, like, serious. But I never want to, like, be a different person. Like, I hate that. We're, like...
Yeah, you wonder how authentic people are.
Like Jeffree Star. I literally just had this conversation with my business partner. I was like, do we think that he literally wakes up every morning and is like, good morning, Calabasas? Like, absolutely not. Like, no. And warming his ass on a fireplace. Like, I don't think that's legit.
What was he doing?
He was, like, in a bathrobe naked and he was warming his butt on the fireplace. I just don't think... that is relatable. I don't think it's, like, realistic.
Yeah.
I don't know. And his voice is, like, there's another thotty bitch around this Strathcona area that has a very fake Insta voice, too.
Oh, really? I don't think I know them.
Yeah, you do.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh.
It starts with G. And S with B.
You're being very telling on here.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, you're right.
There's only two letters.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's my biggest pet peeve.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I don't know what someone taught me once. What? I don't know her. I also really like her. Rachel Hollis, if you don't follow her, she's really great. You should follow her if you don't. She's really, like, positive and, like, a good, like, pep talk speaker.
Yeah.
She said... that she is like Beyonce, where she doesn't spend time scrolling. She doesn't compare herself to other people. She doesn't get her inspiration from other people. She only posts.
Oh.
And then gets out of the app. She's like, I'm here to encourage people. I'm here to influence people in the way that I see fit. And she's like, I don't scroll.
But then she is kind of hypocritical.
Yes. Yeah.
Because she wants to do the exact same thing that she says that she won't.
But I feel like, I feel like she's a big, big influencer. Like, you don't, she doesn't have to. It's for us little people that she's like,
so you think that at one point she did scroll?
Yes. Yes. I think that she scrolled when she had like a couple thousand followers, but now she's at a mil, so she's like, I'm good.
She's like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Well, that's just like anyone who's like famous enough. I don't think that they really run their social media. I think they have teams that do it.
Chrissy Teigen sits there and scrolls her Insta?
I think she might sometimes, but I also assume that she has people that post for her and filter things for her.
Yeah. So true.
Because there's, who was it? I think it was, oh yeah, it was Kylie Jenner during the whole Jordan and Tristan scandal of them cheating. Because her makeup went on sale. The Jordan lip kit went on sale when all this happened. And she's like, oh my God, like this wasn't me, you guys. This was my team that did this. And we just like scheduled for this to happen, this sale to happen. Like it just happened to coincide with all this drama.
Oh yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, okay, so in your Instagram, like people you follow, is it more like famous people, influencers, or friends? Like people you actually know?
Oh, right now, it's a lot of famous people.
And who are your like top? Like who should we follow, Megan?
Well, I said it, like Katie, Desi. Yeah. I feel like they're famous people now. Like they are influencers, but they have way too many followers.
Mm-hmm.
Kylie Jenner. Kim Kardashian, all the Kardashians. I keep up with the Kardashians. 100%. Yes. Who else do I follow? Right now I'm following Vanessa Bryant because she's posting a lot.
She accepted your request?
She made her Instagram public again. It was public before. She just made it private when the accident happened. Cause I think she probably just wanted to like block out that world. And
so I went to a creep again. And it was private. Interesting.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't know.
Do you think that you follow more influencers?
I think influencers, but different types of influencers. Like, you know what I think I have is I think I have like one favorite celebrity, one favorite influencer, one favorite public speaker, one favorite like boutique owner, one for each category, not like I don't have like five, like I only like one Kardashian.
Oh really?
Yeah, like one beauty guru. Oh, I love Kim.
Oh yeah,
I feel like she also has a really like good Insta stories, and like Khloe or Courtney is like not in my radar. Like I do not like Courtney.
You know who else I'm following right now who I love and they're actually local is, and I told you about her, it's Mandy Trapp. The founder and lead educator at Lifestyle Meditation, and I have went to one of the classes, but it was amazing, the class, and she's just like so inspirational and so thoughtful with her speaking, and she posts so much and she makes Instagram, like,
you know
what are those called,
what, the IGTVs.
Yeah, she does IGTVs a bunch. There's actually one that I want to
we'll
look
put
at.
Her Instagram handle below so that you guys can follow her. She's local. So if you're in Edmonton area, you could probably relate to her stuff. Yeah.
And she's on Facebook and she's on Instagram. She's very active on both.
That's good. I have a question. Has Instagram made you do anything like for example? It sounds so stupid, but I feel like I was really, and you know this, and I don't know if I'm over it, but I feel like I was really going through a baby phase, and I think I blame it on Instagram.
Why?
Because, like, everyone I was following was, like, having cute kids or, like, was pregnant and having, like, the cutest pregnancy announcements, or, like, they would post those, like, cute little bows on their kid's head, or, like, there was, like, five people I can even think of who I'm, like, why do I follow you? Like, all you post is children. Like,
you were influenced.
Like, the biggest influence. Yeah. Glad I didn't bow down, because pregnant with triplets, that would have been horrible.
Well, I think that ties into, like, me deleting a bunch of people recently. I was definitely, like, I see all these people that are working out every single day. They have amazing bodies, mm-hmm. and they're dating, like, all these hockey players or, you know, and that just, that isn't my life. And I think that I compare myself so yeah. much to people on social media. So I had to get rid of that. And because that's just, I would look at it and I'd feel worse about myself. Mm-hmm. So.
Know what I often think too is that these people that I follow, most of them are like influencers, celebrities, whatever. So they don't have like a 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. So when they're working out at like 1 p.m. in the afternoon or like going for their acai bowl at fucking noon and I'm like hustling my ass at work. Yeah. I'm like, how is this possible? How is this relatable? I don't know. I feel like one day maybe I'll get to a point where like I hustled so hard in the beginning that I won't have to like hustle anymore. That's like my goal.
Yeah.
So that I can go for acai bowls at noon.
I wonder if this kind of trendy phase is going to fade. Of like people being influencers and making their money off of social media. I wonder if it's going to fade ever.
I know this sounds horrible, but I kind of hope it does.
Yeah.
I think that it's, I should be spending less, like I should be spending more time. Number one, like I think podcasts are so like informative mm-hmm. and I feel like they give so many like opinions and things like that where I don't know if looking at someone's photo gives me that same experience. Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking that the other day and we were talking about doing this podcast, I was driving home and I was like, if Instagram wasn't a thing. Say there was just like Snapchat, Facebook, whatever. I don't think it would have taken over our world as much.
No. I don't even think this podcast, like we had like 200 listeners pretty quickly. And I think a huge part of that was us being able to post on mm-hmm. Instagram, you posting on your account, me posting mm-hmm. on my account. Mm-hmm. I think that attributes to.
I agree. I think that it is just like really detrimental to people's mental health.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's crazy because people see all these famous people, not even famous, like just people like locally. Like, do you look at this lady that you follow that has 3,500 followers? Like, she's not crazy famous.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, I wish I could be more like that. Oh, I wish I could be relaxed like that. I wish I could talk like her. I wish I could do, like, that's not, like, I don't know.
I think we forget that social media highlights the best part mm-hmm. of our lives. Mm-hmm. And we don't show the downs. We don't show the negatives. We don't show the real life situations.
But don't you think we should?
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, when I'm having a really shitty, overwhelmed day, I feel like it's kind of refreshing for people to see that, or like vice versa, for me to see that through someone. Like,
for myself, though, I don't think to post those things. Like, when something good happens in my day, I think, oh my gosh, I should share mm-hmm, this on mm-hmm. Instagram. Great. Like, post a story. But when I am feeling overwhelmed or my anxiety is kicking up more, I don't think to grab my phone and share it with the world because I can hardly put it into words for myself. I mm-hmm. can't begin to describe it
to you know everyone what we else. Do though is we share quotes
mm-hmm.
which sometimes people like swipe and keep going whatever, but if I see someone who shares a quote that typically doesn't like isn't a like a 5-time-a-day quote sharer, then I actually stop and read it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like my big thing recently is I feel like the people who, and obviously this excludes some people, but I feel like some people who have the most internal mental health crisis are your most outgoing people.
Yep.
Like, I always think of, like, Robin Williams, like, Kate Spade.
Yeah.
Like, I shared that on Facebook the other day, how, like, it's crazy. Like, I always think of Robin Williams, how, like, mm-hmm. no one saw that coming.
Guessed, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Quotes are so great, though. I love them. They, but like, Pinterest. Shows where
someone's at, though.
Oh, absolutely. Because it's words that
you can't express.
Yeah. Yeah. That I can't express for myself, but that have a meaning to me and that are reaching me.
Do you though? I'm so guilty for this. Oh, no. I'm so guilty for sharing a quote when someone makes me upset. So instead of, say it was just something silly and small or whatever, but I'm like dwelling on it, I will share a quote in hopes that they see it, in hopes that it resonates with them, that it's about them.
I haven't done that.
What?
I do more when I'm feeling down or something and I need to express how I'm feeling.
Oh my God, I thought everyone did this.
Or a breakup. If I want.
Yeah.
Maybe I do. Maybe that's not totally true. I have definitely posted quotes when I've had a breakup and I'm like, oh, I bet you he's going to look at my Instagram. Here's a fuck you quote, or here's a you hurt me so much quote. Like,
yeah. Oh my God, I do it. I'm very passive aggressive though. So maybe that's where my passive aggressiveness like comes in. Yeah. I don't know if I've done it to you, but there's like a lot of people who I've done it to where I hope, and they don't know, but it makes me feel good. Yeah. I'm like, fuck you. And you don't know. And hopefully at night you're reading this and you think it's about you, and maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. You never know.
Or you could just talk to the person.
No, but if it's something like stupid and small, that I just like, it's bothering me, but I don't think it's worth a conversation. Don't get me wrong. I'm all about conversations and talking it out. But sometimes I have to be petty.
Sometimes you have to be petty. Yeah. So you're going to quote them.
Exactly. I literally posted one today.
Do you go on Pinterest a lot?
No.
No? Where do you get your quotes?
I literally go into the search bar. No, like the little magnifying glass. On Instagram, and I type in the word of choice that I think people need to increase. So today, I'll give you a little behind the scenes. Today, Andrew does not have patience at all. So I literally went in, typed in hashtag patience, and all these quotes came up that were like resonating. I'm like, yes. Gosh.
You should get on Pinterest. I think Pinterest is actually...
No, Pinterest is beautiful.
I think Pinterest is such a positive social media. Yeah. It's pretty much just a bunch of vision boards.
Yeah.
Which I think is such a...
Pinterest used to be like...
therapeutic tool.
The thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pinterest was like... when we were like opening Niche stuff, Pinterest was like where it was at. Yeah. Because you'd look at like different retail stores and whatever. Do you think... oh, this is a good one. Do you think that Instagram... you like it better that people can't see how many likes your photo has?
Yes.
Me too.
Yes. Yeah. I do. Business-wise, probably not.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when a post does really well, you're like, fuck, no one knows how well this did. Yeah. But
personally, I think it's so much better for everyone in this world.
I agree. That was like a big change that just like went right in and no one like said boo. But no, what I think is so funny is it's not supposed to tell a number, but like, on Beyonce's post or something, it says millions of likes. Or like on other... thousands of likes. Like, bitch, you're not supposed to say anything. It's supposed to just like look like one person liked it.
Show a couple names.
Yeah. But like even like local people who I follow, it's like thousands of likes. And you're like, I thought the whole purpose was like... I didn't even
notice that. I'll have to look a little closer.
Like, you're like, okay. And also, you know what I think is so interesting? You guys, we need your input on this. Megan's going to disagree with me. But how is Selena Gomez the most popular person on Instagram?
When did you get this fact?
No, it's still... it still is.
I agree. Literally. I find it surprising that she's the most popular person on Instagram. I do Google it. That.
The most followed person on Instagram.
How followed?
She's more followers than all of Kim, all of Kylie... everyone. The most she has, like this is the last time I looked, which was like last week, she has like 157 million followers, where like Kim has like 147 or something.
You go, Selena.
How?
Good job. So she's beautiful and amazing and kind and real. She is.
She's great. Do not get me wrong. Like, her songs recently are like amazing, but like, I think there's others. Like Ellen DeGeneres, she's kind, she's beautiful, very generous. How does she not have more followers than Jennifer Aniston?
No, there's a ton of amazing people out there that I'm sure no one really cares though about celebrities and how many followers that they get.
I think I really do.
You care? Like that much?
Every time this is brought up that Selena is the most followed person on Instagram, I am shocked.
Why do you care though?
I just think that she's not that influential.
But maybe she's not to you, but clearly she is to other people.
Or we have a shit ton of 16-year-old girls that are struggling with mental health that follow her. So maybe this is a reality check.
Probably is.
I feel like that's her demographic, like 16 to like 21. And she always talks about mental health. So that is an eye-opener. Maybe I just answered my own question.
Yeah. Sounds like you did. I just helped talk you through it.
Yeah. That's still crazy. I don't agree, but...
who cares?
Okay. Well. I was really concerned about that. I feel like I'm
this
always...
This is your hard-hitting question of the night. Yeah. And I just tossed it to the side.
Yeah. What the fuck? You did, actually.
Sorry about that.
Oh, my God. So who do you think should be the most followed person on Instagram?
I think it should be a dog, like what's that dog, the pug? I love him so much. No, that was that was so sad though. That was the Queer Eye dog.
Yes.
Doug the pug.
Yes, that's who it was.
No, Doug the pug didn't die. The Queer Eye dog died. His name was Bruner or Bruno or something like that. Or Brood.
Are you 100% sure?
Yes.
100%. Was it a black pug? No,
it wasn't black, but it was like a Frenchie.
Oh.
But I remember reading the Instagram and like bawling my eyes out because anything to do with dogs, my emotions are just like
everywhere. Do you cry at stuff on Instagram?
I cry at animal things. I don't cry at human things.
Yeah, me neither. But yeah, like elephant rescue places. Yeah. I always am like
or so bad because like... Social media played a huge, huge part in the Australia wildfire situations. But every single time that I would see, like, a burnt kangaroo or something, like, I'd have to just keep scrolling past so quickly. Because I was like, nope, I can't. My heart, I will not be able to.
What do you think of that girl who sent nudes on Instagram for the Australia? You didn't know about that?
No.
What? She got kicked off Instagram eventually. But she raised $700,000 for Australian wildfires because she would send nudes every time someone would send a donation.
Oh my
god.
So
she would send them a nude. Which I'm sorry, brilliant.
That's one way to do it.
I didn't raise $700,000.
Could you imagine being like, yes, I won a humanitarian award for sending nudes to raise money.
Woo!
Oh my god.
I would like that's impressive. Like, that's so good. But then they shut down her Instagram. So like all the people went to go follow her.
Yeah,
her Instagram was not racy.
I think there's a better way to do it, though.
What?
Tell me. Just don't send nudes. Any other way.
I would totally do it.
You would send... No, you wouldn't.
100%.
No, you wouldn't.
Megan, think about all the burnt kangaroos and koalas. Do they still need money?
You do it.
I'm sure Andrew would be really on board.
Yeah, let me know how much you raise.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, Lanta.
Yeah, social media, you can do so much in this world.
So positive.
Yeah, definitely. Positive and negative. Okay, well, I think that wraps our topic of social media. It was a little bit more light, which is fine. We don't need a hard-hitting podcast
every week.
We haven't done one yet, but...
We did record one, guys, and you guys did. You did ask. It was like a friendship one. We didn't love it.
No.
We had an off week.
We did.
So we just aren't going to use it.
Also, the technology was like glitching out the whole time. It wasn't great.
And we may have gotten into a couple arguments.
Arguments about our friendship. Anyways, I'm sure we'll revisit that topic soon.
Exactly.
But here's another one. You guys.
Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, have a good night.